supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, when we talk about cultivating joy in children, what do we really mean? I mean, aren't children joyful just anyway?
Yeah, so we use the word cultivating because it's already in there. It's not building it into the system. The problem is as kids age, there's kind of like tissue that covers over this innocence, this joy, this fearless love, this ability to experience awe in every moment.
So what can parents do to keep that alive?
Well, there's lots. First of all, parents are role models, and what they say is not nearly as important as what they do. If you want to cultivate joy in your children, the best way to do it is by cultivating joy in yourself. So one of the best ways is also one of the easiest, and that's gratitude. Think about one thing a day or two that you are truly grateful for. And don't just label it, but feel that gratitude in your body.
So how does gratitude relate to joy or translate into joy?
It's an essential first step. It changes one's outlook about the world. Instead of surrounding your mind with all you have to worry about, you can experience the joy of gratitude. Now remember, we're cultivating joy in ourselves and in our children. So experiencing gratitude is a joyful feeling.
When it comes to joy, though, I'm wondering about so many kids today have an abundance of so many things, tons of clothes, tons of activities, big house, many toys, lots of travel, go to Disney World and then somewhere else. So how do you keep that notion of simple joy alive?
You know, there's a great chocolate place down in at the shore in Ventnor. And I love their dark chocolate. And when I eat one, it gives me great joy. And it lasts about 90 seconds. And that's what happens with these things. They give people joy, but it's very brief. So real joy comes from the simple things, from the things that are portable and with you every day. So the way to help children really enjoy the small things is by showing them and being with them. A walk in nature, go with them, point things out to them that are around. So we have to do it with them and not tell them what to do.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.